John Cooper from Saturday Down South. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And am I correct by saying, well, you guys cover the SEC football. It's a 24/7 thing for you. Once basketball kind of goes away, you really start putting more attention into football and really digging deep on depth charts and things along those lines.
Absolutely. You know, it really starts kicking off for us, aside from, college basketball and March Madness, as beautiful as that is, that doesn't come close to touching the passion and the tradition of what college football does, especially in the SEC. So, we're in the middle of spring practice here with a couple teams finishing up, a lot of other spring games. We're right in the middle of it, and, season's going to be here before we know it.
John, let's go ahead and start. Since we're here in Arkansas, I want to talk about the Razorbacks and get a new head coach, a new staff. You're going with a new quarterback this year. What's your first impression of what Coach Bielema has done since he's gotten here and how he's handled everything since?
Well, I think first and foremost, out of the four coaching hires, I think Bielema was the most sexy hire. Obviously, he was on the board. The problem is we just didn't know he was on the board. We didn't know he was a realistic candidate. When he came in and took the job, we kind of knew from that standpoint that the biggest effect he's going to have in his first year is going to be on defense. And while the offense probably needs more work with all the star caliber players, we can't forget about the defense and how weak at times it looked last year. So I think from that standpoint and then on through spring, how he's emphasized the toughness level, I think that's really going to bode well, and I think you'll see a positive effect from that in certainly this season.
Hey, John, Chris Kane here alongside RJ. Noticed an article that you wrote today I thought was really interesting about penalties in the SEC, and the SEC's most penalized teams in the last 5 years. No surprise, Alabama number one as the least penalized team. And then you go down the list and you realize that some of the best teams in the SEC, record-wise, and of course have been in the title picture the last several years, are actually the most penalized teams in the SEC.
Yeah, I found it pretty interesting when I started digging into this, and I said, hey, this is a pretty good topic. A lot of people talk about. I know a lot of people like to talk about how Alabama is the least penalized team, especially throughout any games. And if you look over the last 5 years, they're the only team that has under 300 penalties. They're only averaging a little over four per game, which is astounding as
wow.
much as they win the football. And then, like you said, you look at teams who are in the 10, 11, and 12 slot. I broke out the Big 12 newcomers and Missouri and Texas A&M with only 1 year of body of work. Then you got LSU, Georgia in the bottom three, which is very interesting. All three stadiums are particularly loud, and the caliber of athletes they have, I don't know what to make of it. It's certainly interesting, whether it's a lack of discipline, whether it's a hotness factor, especially Florida, the fatigue factor could set in, and a lot of it has to do with the stadium noise as well.
John, when you look around the SEC, and we know Alabama, all they do is reload, but when you see a contender that could possibly contend with Alabama next year, who do you see, and who could you see as a dark horse coming into the SEC for football next year?
I think immediately the ones that jump out on the page are Texas A&M and what they've done last year and electrifying Johnny Manziel coming back this year. What he's able to do to that Alabama defense gives fans hope despite, the front seven personnel issues they had, going into this season. I like those two teams out of the West right now. I think LSU lost a little bit too much on defense, but you never know, especially if they kick that offense in high gear. They can definitely be a contender, and they surely are entering 2013. In the East, obviously the Big Three. I think I have Georgia leading right now, coming out on top in the East, and then you'll have South Carolina and Florida. I think if there's one team that's a dark horse, it may be South Carolina. I mean, they put together back-to-back, 11-win seasons now, and they have the best player in college football in Jadeveon Clowney, one of the most prominent head coaches and arguably the second-best coach in the SEC right now is Steve Spurrier. So if you're looking for a dark horse, you might want to look towards South Carolina, even with the losses, personnel losses on defense, as well as losing Marcus Lattimore.
Hey, John, when you look at those teams, the teams might be surprising. I'm just curious, do you see any team disappointing next year, a team with high expectations? The reason I ask is we saw Arkansas disappoint last year, being ranked 10th. To start the preseason, then obviously falling apart. Do you see any team having a really down year with high expectations?
You know, I think the two teams you got to look at, number one, is Texas A&M. With the loss of the front seven, they were very good on defense last year. There were a lot of underrated caliber players on that defense, especially DeMontre Moore, who was just a stud, lived in opponents' backfields. He's gone. They lose 3 out of 4 on the defensive line and lose 2 out of 3 linebacker. And, you know, there's some personnel issues there that, you know, this can be a boom or a bust type of season. And I think you got to look at Georgia. As good as they were offensively last year, they lose a bunch on defense, a lot of star caliber players. I tend to think they're going to be a little bit better than last year's defense, but you never know, replacing 8 starters and all that talent. So I think if you're looking for two teams that's a boom or bust, you got to look at Texas A&M and probably Georgia.
John Cooper from SaturdayDownSouth.com joining us on Overtime. John, a lot of hype's been made, well, as it should be, of Johnny Manziel after winning the Heisman Trophy. Do you see Johnny Manziel having another big-time season like that in the SEC this year? Because we all know that they lose their big-time left tackle, but we also know that their right tackle is just as good, and he's moving over to that left spot. Do you see him having that big-time season this year?
You know, I'm in the minority thinking that Johnny Manziel is going to get better this year, and I'm not sure from a numbers standpoint if he's going to, you know, put up the numbers that we saw week in, week out of total offense and touchdowns and the rushing numbers and the passing numbers. But I think he's going to take a step forward as a player. I'm not sure if he's going to accomplish every goal from an individual standpoint, nor be a back-to-back Heisman winner. You know, you win it one year, you immediately come in the next year as not the favorite because nobody does that. So from a number standpoint, I don't see him having a much better season than he did last year. But I think he's so raw, and he's more of this is weird me saying that, but he's like a diamond in the rough type passer who there's a tremendous upside, and we're not even talking about his running ability. So I think he's going to improve as a passer, but I'm not sure he's going to have the type of numbers he did last year.
John, when you look at Arkansas this year, as you mentioned, a really high-profile coaching hire coming over from the Big Ten with Brett Bielema. A lot to reload, especially on offense. You mentioned how defense is going to be a big emphasis for this team after last year. What do you see when you look at their schedule, when you look at who they have coming back, just a ballpark win total? Is this a bowl game team? I think a lot of people are wondering.
I think, I think a bowl game is the goal right now. I think 6 wins is certainly, you know, very accomplishable coming into this year. Obviously, it's going to tend towards the one thing that Bielema has going for him is, number one, he's got a tough physical offensive and defensive front. And trench play is so crucial and so key in this league, and he's got veterans on both sides of the ball. So where there is some personnel issues on offense as far as playmakers are concerned, you know, that's the one staple he had is a veteran offensive line. And on defense, you know, he's replacing some guys, but he's got a strong front four. And that tends to bode well for teams, you know, no matter if it's his first year or not his first year. But I think, you know, 6 wins is certainly the goal, and it's going to be really exciting and interesting to see if they can get there.
Let's switch gears just for a minute, and I'm looking at a story on SaturdayDownSouth.com, and it lists the top quarterbacks going into the NFL draft this year. And on NFL.com, they have Tyler Wilson as the number one overall quarterback going in the NFL draft this year. What are your thoughts about Tyler Wilson and his future as a pro?
You know, I kind of agree with that. I think, you know, a lot of times draft-eligible juniors make decisions on whether or not to go, whether or not to come back. Well, in this instance, you know, Tyler Wilson probably made the wrong decision by coming back. With everything that happened with Petrino and the down year and getting hurt, I think that only, you know, probably hurt his draft stock, certainly. But I think he's a tough player. I think he's going to be a very good player at the next level. And I would tend to put him certainly in the top 3 quarterbacks coming out this year. I think he's going to be better than what most people project.
You know, and Chris mentioned just a minute ago about the Arkansas schedule. You know, one of the toughest schedules in the country this upcoming season. I tell you, that's a gauntlet of a schedule when you've got Alabama and Florida and LSU, all those games, and the road games.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be certainly testy for this team, certainly for Bielema and his coaching staff. So, but like I said, you know, it's going to be certainly fun to see how this plays out and And it's going to be, you know, certainly interesting, that's for sure.
John Cooper from SaturdayDownSouth.com. You can check out all of his articles if you follow him on Twitter at JohnSDS on Twitter. And, man, it's always great talking to you. You always have a wealth of knowledge. And, like I said, if anybody wants to follow his stuff, just go to SaturdayDownSouth.com. John Cooper, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it, RJ. You guys have a good day.